Millions of American soccer fans are watching the World Cup on Univision, the Spanish-language TV network. Over the weekend, Univision scored better ratings than ABC and ESPN, which are also carrying the games. Univision is up for sale, and all bids are due today. The network's status as a media powerhouse and a gateway to the lucrative Latino market is attracting a range of investors. Here's NPR's Felix Contreras.
Before 1961, Spanish-language network TV didn't exist in the U.S. That year, a group of investors bought a small station in San Antonio and made a deal with a Mexican company to supply programming. Soon, they added stations in New York, Miami, and San Francisco. They named their new venture the Spanish International Network, or SIN. In 1987, SIN was sold to Hallmark, the greeting card company. They changed the name to the marketing-friendly Univision. 5 years later, when former boxing promoter Jerry Parencio put together another group of investors and bought the network, it had a potential audience of 90% of the country's Spanish-speaking households. Luis DeCipio studies Latino media use for the Tomas Rivera Policy Institute.
It was certainly a very wise investment at a time when the Latino community was about to go through a serious period of growth and growth in the audience for the kind of programming that Univision was going to offer.
Between 1990 and 2000, the Latino population increased by 40 million, or 12.5%, fueled largely by immigration. Univision grabbed the loyalty of the new arrivals with a simple format of familiar programming.
Oye, mi Juanita, hace cuánto me leíste los caracoles y nada que se cumplan tus promesas.
Telenovelas, the Spanish-language soap operas, are Univision's staple, along with a sprinkling of variety and award shows. The network also developed a respected news department that presents a Latin American view of U.S. and world events. 3 years ago, Univision bought the country's largest group of Spanish-language radio stations and added three popular record labels to its holding, consolidating its hold on the eyes and ears of the Spanish-speaking audience. There are now four other Spanish-language TV networks competing for the fastest-growing segment of the U.S. population, but none come close to Univision's numbers. In January, Nielsen Media Research, the company that administers the TV ratings, no longer lumped Univision with other Spanish-language outlets. As a result, Univision, on certain nights, outperformed ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox for half of the coveted May sweeps period. And last year, the network posted revenues of $513 million, an 11% increase over the previous year.
If it continues to perform the way it's performing right now, it's probably a good investment.
Luca Bentivoglio is the executive director of Latino Public Broadcasting and has worked for both Univision and Telemundo. He says as long as Univision keeps pleasing its core audience, it will continue to be numero uno with Latino viewers.
The mother is Mexican. She turns on the TV in the morning and it's Univision, and she turns it off at night and it's Univision. And she very hardly ventures into Telemundo. As long as that is there, it's pretty powerful.
Miguel, we are perfect contestants for Real Twins.
But Univision now faces a new demographic challenge.
Why do you think we'd even have a chance?
The mischievous Maya from PBS's animated Maya and Miguel Kids Show illustrates possibly the biggest question mark for Univision: how to hold on to future generations of Latino viewers as census figures show more births than new arrivals.
Personally, it's the novelas that turn me away.
Anita Galeano is a living, breathing statistic and a symbol of cultural change. She is a 20-something, college-educated, bilingual professional who is no longer under the spell of Univision's telenovelas. She says the themes and topics don't speak to her or her age group because many are produced in Latin countries and exported here. She says she watches more English-language TV shows, and if she wants a fix of telenovelas, she turns to Univision's rival Telemundo, one of the other Spanish-language TV networks.
If I do watch their novelas, it's because they're related more to the issues here in the United States. I know they've been doing a lot of the filming here, and they talk about issues like immigration and things like that. So something that you can actually relate to, and it's not such a fantasy land.
Galeano says she also watches a growing number of English language or bilingual channels aimed at Latinos in the highly prized 18 to 34 demographic. There is also more competition as general market companies brush up on their Spanish. Félix Gutiérrez teaches at the Annenberg School of Journalism.
As the Latino population has become the Latino market, then the advertisers want to follow the audience where it goes. So as they grow more comfortable in English, as they become bilingual, as they come into second, third, fourth generations, but you still have a Latino identity, you're seeing the media follow that.
Radio giants Viacom and Clear Channel have both flipped rock stations to Latin music formats in pursuit of Spanish language advertising dollars. Cable TV giant Discovery Communications has at least three Spanish versions of their cable channels. Both Fox Sports and ESPN offer Spanish language channels that feature soccer games and boxing. Luca Bentivoglio warns that the challenge of a younger demographic and increased competition among Spanish language media make it difficult to say buying Univision is a slam dunk.
If it's true that audiences are changing and that it's going to be more bilingual, more English language, more the Latinos are going, you know, in many different directions, and you're not going to have that big, huge base that Univision has, then it may not be such a great investment.
Me da muchísimo gusto saludarte, Bruno, a todos nuestros amigos de Univision en Estados Unidos.
2.6 million viewers tuned into Univision over the past week and a half to watch the World Cup soccer matches. This is good publicity for the network just before the deadline for potential buyers to make their bids. But Univision CEO Jerry Parencio prefers to avoid the media spotlight. In fact, all questions for this story were answered by a company publicist. But potential buyers haven't been shy about their interest. Investment firms and other media companies are interested. So is the Mexican media giant Televisa, which supplies the bulk of Univision's programming. So is General Electric, the owner of NBC and Telemundo. The current owners paid $550 million for Univision back in 1992. Industry experts estimate the price this time to be around $12 billion. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.